If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our Gene Divas.
Have you calmed down a bit from Tuesday?
Yeah, I was a bit all over the place, weren't I?
You were?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Sorry.
No, don't ever apologise for being you.
Oh, that's lovely. Sorry, Gene Divas, if I was being really annoying and erratic on Tuesday's episode. Yeah, some medication.
Not strong enough.
Yeah, clearly.
Should we go to some responses?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is from Emma. Dear William and Jordan, I've just been listening to your latest podcast episode about the bump being touched. I had twins just over a year ago, and when I say I was the size of an extra-large space hopper, I'm not exaggerating. I used to stare at people if they touched my tummy uninvited without blinking. I'm telling you, if you don't want them to do it again, do that, as it makes them uncomfortable and they won't touch you again. Love the podcast. Thank you for all the laughs. P.S. The twins now wave and clap at my phone when I have your podcast playing in the background whilst making them lunch, etc., because they think I'm on the phone and seem to love our weekly phone calls. Oh, that's
so
sweet,
just
Emma.
Stare at them like, what the...
Give them what Paddington would call a hard stare.
For where I am from, just give them a what the fuck look.
It's what Paddington would call a hard stare.
Okay.
Thank you, Emma.
Thank you, Emma. Good advice.
This one starts with, Hi, Diego, Jordan, William and PB.
Oh, thanks, guys. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
I wish to remain anonymous due to client confidentiality reasons.
My lips are sealed. Aren't they all, babe? They have been this weekend, I'll tell you that.
Snorting, so unattractive. I just listened to your podcast.
Right, you're married now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, fine. Do what I like. I just listened to your podcast about hard-ons in a message. I feel I can... I see. I just listened to your podcast about hard-ons in a massage. I feel I can one-up you here.
Got there.
This story involves a truly wonderful lady, a wonderful client of mine who keeps showing me home porno videos. The first meeting of this client went very well until I started to blow dry her hair. I noticed something moving on her phone, so naturally I looked down, only to see a video of her having sex with two men with electrifying nipple clamps on.
Not okay, hon. You can't just go brandishing that, right? Each to their own, but you can't just go around showing people videos of that.
I could see everything. I asked her what she was doing, and she said that she wanted to show me this bit. I instantly chose to laugh it off, make a joke and move the conversation on, keep it lighthearted. Since then, I have been shown pictures, videos and messages and heard many stories. So I've been wondering what the best way is to say, I don't wish to see any more of your videos, but still keep the client happy.
I think part of you being shown so many videos and messages might have maybe...
Is it an invitation?
Led her on a bit to think you want to see them. So I'm thinking maybe that speak to your manager... If you have one.
They may be self-employed.
Yeah. But
I'd simply say, do you know what? I'm okay. I don't need to see any more. Thank you. You just keep it short and sweet.
I'd do it in like a serious but jokey way. Be like, right, Janice, that's enough for me now. I don't want to see any more. And I think you've just got to be like, right, that's it. I don't want to see any more. I'm going to be scarred for life.
Thanks so much. And then ask another question. Yeah. Completely changing the subject.
And then if she shows you another one, just be like, I really don't want to see him.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes you've got to be honest.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not worth the money. And A, if that's making you feel uncomfortable, not okay.
Yeah, it's unprofessional of her to do that.
Who just gets that out?
Talking of which, on honeymoon.
Oh, wow, what were you...
Do you want... It's a joke.
Oh, friggin' hell. Wondered where that would go in.
I've got lots of videos to show you from honeymoon, but they're all in the daytime and strictly professional.
Not in your hidden folder.
I'm sorry?
Not in the hidden folder.
What's in your hidden folder?
What's in yours?
I've got nothing in my hidden folder. I didn't even know a hidden folder existed.
Neither have I.
Get your phone out.
No, I'm not getting my phone out. I've not got anything in my hidden folder. That's where... There's a folder for hidden photos and stuff, isn't there? There isn't there. I don't... There is.
Well, why don't you get your phone out and show me? Show me where this hidden folder is. Come on, whip it out.
I can't, I don't know where my phone is.
Oh, I don't know where my phone is.
I don't have anything in my hidden folder.
It's just on the floor.
I don't have anything in it.
Go on, put your code in.
No, I'm not sure. There's nothing in my hidden folder.
It's going in his pocket.
It's going in his pocket.
It's what's in the hidden folder. there generally isn't anything in there, but that's where you...
No, I'm glad you proved it. Oh, look at you. Oh, don't look. What you do in your private life is fine.
There's nothing in my hidden...
Can I ask a question?
No, because I don't...
Does it involve dressing gown belts?
No. There's nothing in there. I'll prove it to you.
This is from Becky. Hi, guys. After... Getting so wound up. Hi, guys. After listening to today's episode and hearing about how William accidentally knocked a croquet mallet onto his brother's head, it reminded me of a similar incident that happened to me.
The most upper-class... accident that can happen.
My eldest brother was on crutches for a while when he was about 10 years old. One day he was particularly frustrated and getting home from school he threw them across the room out of anger, where they promptly landed on my 6-month-old head. Wow. Mm. By all accounts I was fine, no lasting damage 32 years later as far as I'm aware. Love the pod, Becky.
My uncle Justin.
Yes.
Dropped
oh,
out.
I've met Justin.
Yeah, he dropped our Ryan on his head when he was about 3 months old.
By accident.
Yeah, and only told my mum about 10 years later. Ooh. Bad that, innit?
Yeah.
Explains a lot about how Ryan, but yeah, bad that.
I think Ryan's the most normal.
He's definitely the most normal, the most sensible out of us all.
Yes.
Got a very
dark... Well,
that's
the duty of the eldest.
Got a very dark sense of humour.
Excellent.
Mm.
Well.
I reckon he'd give you a run for your money.
Okay.
Because you've got... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dark, but I'm not.
And he pees with the door open.
Well, we know that from your Instagram.
Did you ever get dropped on your head?
Yes. I bounced off the utility room side. I'm a bouncer myself.
Oh, that's now.
But
do you know why? Did I tell you I got that scar?
No.
There.
Was
it? Isn't it? Can you
see
that?
Lord Voldemort?
You've nicked my joke, but did you... can you see that?
Where?
See a scar on my forehead.
Well... Just?
Yeah. When I was... You remember them wooden stepping stones as a kid?
Wooden stepping... You mean stairs?
No, you know at parks? You'd go and park and there was like monkey handles and then there was that railing.
Yes. I've seen photos.
There was the wooden steps that you jumped on. I landed right head first on one of them. And I ran home to mum and dad without Ryan. And it was that bad. My dad just grabbed it and he drove me to casualty with like holding it together. It was really deep. And Ryan fainted.
Why did Ryan faint?
So Ryan, my mum tells the story better. So she had one kid getting stitches and naturally, being the big brave soldier I am, I screamed the frigging hospital. And then we had another one and she said, well, this nurse just brought Ryan in both arms. He fainted because he was moidering my dad going, can I see it? Can I see it? My dad was like, no, it's really bad. So my dad showed him it and then he fainted. It's really deep.
Bless you.
Yeah, we had loads of it. Do you know we all got super glued together as well?
Yes, we've done this last week.
Our yeah. Dominic were eating super glue. Ryan got... Tat stuck to his head and I got stuck to him, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway. Oh, there's loads.
Okay, well, this is from Eve.
And Bradley's no leg. So.
Yes.
So it'll happen to us. What? He hasn't.
I still think my favourite, and I know it's Jonathan's favourite story that you've ever done on this podcast, is about Bradley's sex leg.
Have I told that story? Yes. Oh, God. Whatever. Yeah.
Can you tell us to us again for new listeners?
I don't know if...
I mean, it's in the back catalogue, James, if you need to go and listen
when
to it.
When my brother had his leg, there's so many stories about it. First of all, he went on a lad's holiday and he lost his leg. And on the last day, he asked at reception and someone had handed in a leg at reception, like a phone or a hat. And then when he first got his leg taken off, I don't know if I can put this in now, because
it's in the back
catalogue. It's in the back catalogue, is it?
Yes.
He said to his girlfriend, now fiancée, he said, are we having sex tonight? She went, yeah, we can if you want. He went, go and get me leg off charge, because he's got...
He's got legs for different things.
No, he's not Mr. Potato. So his girlfriend calls him, you're like Mr. Bloody Potato Head, you. The funniest thing I've ever seen with my brother's leg, right, have I ever told you this? Right, it's still to this day, it makes me howl, and I wish I'd filmed it. So he's got a swimming leg as well. He's got a leg that he swims with. And it's got a little fake plastic foot on it on the end.
Yeah. Right.
And we were on holiday at my mum's place in Spain. And he dips the fake plastic in the swimming pool. And he's saying to my mum, it's a bit cold. He's going, I'm not going to... He went, I don't think I'll get in today. He's a bit cold and he's dipping his fake toe, this plastic toe in it. And my mum's going... Oh, is it? Oh, I'll get your dad onto it when he's next door. Is it cold? And he's going, yeah, Mum, it's freezing. Just dipping it in. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, bless.
Wendy didn't have a clue. She was literally right next to him going, oh, is it cold? Yeah, she went to him, go and try it deep end. Dip your toe there. And he's dipping this plastic toe.
God bless Wendy.
She didn't even know. Anyway, sorry. I digress.
This is from Eve. Hi, guys. I just wanted to... Do you want a minute?
No.
Hi, guys. I just listened to your episode where somebody talks about selling pints of piss.
Piss pints.
I think I can one-up it. I was on a swingers dating app yesterday and got offered £50 to piss on someone's sculptures of bums if they could film it. He told me the job would be a piece of piss. I think this might be the making of a new career.
That'll be a bloody Turner Prize Award in London next year.
Thank you for sharing that, Eve.
That'll be... what's it called, that gallery?
The Tate?
Yeah, that'll be the Tate next year. Video of someone pissing on a sculptured bum.
And final response...
Is that a joke or was that actually...
Well, I don't know. It all goes on. Hello, after listening to a recent episode, I have a question about massages. I am bisexual, so if I'm only allowed to have massages from a gender I'm not attracted to... Oh, that was my particular advice. Am I doomed to have forever aching muscles? Or do I get the double choice of masseurs than most? Lots of love, the B in LGBT.
Oh.
The bisexual.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Maybe. It's difficult for you,
I guess. We're not banning bisexual people from having massages. Just don't get a boner when you're having a massage.
No. So, I mean, who knows? I appreciate my advice was if you're straight, if you're a straight male, for example, get a male to massage you. If you are a straight female, get a female to massage you, etc. So that's what I was sort of saying, get the opposite of to what you're attracted to. But if you're bisexual, yes, it's difficult.
Get a blindfold. Do you know what they should do?
You've got one?
Loads of love. You know what they should do with those massage tables? You know they've got a hole for your head?
Oh, it's for your head?
Yeah. Okay. They should have a hole in the middle for your widgie. Shouldn't they? So if it happens, it doesn't cause any embarrassment.
Well, what happens if you're having a massage on your front? Well,
then you use your towel.
Well, surely the towel would rise.
Yeah.
You could wear a very tight pair of underwear.
How does that work? Does that stop you from getting a...
Well, I don't think it stops, but it might keep things flat.
Okay.
I don't have massages because I don't like people touching me. So
before we finish this...
I love the fact... Sorry, Jordan on his script has... I mean, patent this, everyone, has drawn the massage... Before you...
I was trying to explain it to you.
It's a hole for your head.
So that's where your head would go, and that's where your willy would go. Or your fanny.
Well, I don't think you have this... Anyway, let's not go there.
I'm going to get that.
Take that on Dragon's Den.
I am. I'm just going with that. I want £100,000 for a pervy massage table. Look. Before we finish... We had a little wedding present for you. Freaking, I'm sick of this wedding now. Thank God.
I mean, it was weeks ago now.
Well, we ordered it and it didn't come in time, so we've got something for you now.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got something for your frames. Oh, shit. Frames broke, sorry.
Oh, good.
We'll have to get you a new frame.
How sexted.
But it's...
Oh, look at that.
It's you and Mikey.
Oh, I love it.
Builder Mikey.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Sorry about the frame.
We'll put it on Instagram.
Oh, that's all right. Good picture. So photo of us, that. Look at that.
It's a lovely photo that was taken in France a few years ago. And it's Mikey was lifting me up. He couldn't lift me up now. But at the time, he could lift me up. And it's sort of been, I say cartoonized. That's sort of maybe artistically drawn. And they have artistically put a builder's hat on Mikey's head. So thank you. That's so lovely.
Subtle.
It is subtle. Mm. It's the attention to detail. Those are the colours of the shoes I was wearing. I've got a lovely full head of hair.
And that long ago.
Mikey was wearing that. It's beautiful. That's really, really lovely. And I remember that moment exactly. So it's nice to have it drawn.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't quite a dilemma or a problem, then this episode, the bonus one, is where we out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.